bunch of cricket crazy youngsters in a village is completely swayed by the sports, that their ultimate aim every day in their lives is playing in a field sprawling in the heart of rustic hamlet in the outskirts of Chennai. The underdog street players have to rise to the occasion whenever their honor is at stake. That's the premise of the Tamil movie Blue Star. Hi, welcome to On Manorama movie podcast, Start Action Cut. And today, Swati and Ashwin are here to discuss the film directed by S. Jayakumar and starring Ashok Selvan, Shantanu Bhagiraj, and Kirti Pandyan in the lead. Now, coming to the subject of the movie, it's cricket. And we have seen umpteen number of movies with cricket as the backdrop, and most often they have worked. Here too, it's the game that consumes most part of the movie. And how do you view cricket in this movie, Ashwin?
Well, Padmakumar, thanks for having me. I thought this was a well-meaning film, but for me, it fails to connect at certain levels because we have had so many movies using sports as a central theme, trying to tell the story of this underdogs, how they achieve the glory in the end, how we pitch for them. But in this film, somehow it doesn't work. We have a mix of cricket, caste differences, social inequalities. There is an ill-fated romance. And of course, the inevitable final heart-swelling moment of glory of the underprivileged. But I wish the film was shorter. And we always have this applauding feeling about the film. And for me, it was mainly because of the narrative technique. In many scenes involving two or more characters, we see lengthy expositions of past incidents, you know, more like a voiceover in a radio play. When a more engaging visualization or choice of storytelling would have helped, those scenes leave a deeper impact. I can give you an example. There is this scene between Ranjit and Anandi where he tells about the rivalry between two clubs and what happened on a cricket ground 6 years ago. We get the gravity of what he says, but the connection, I'm not sure. Also, the characters were more like caricatures, especially the coach of the elite club, the players. All they do is talk, walk, and behave with the sole purpose of being hated. They could have been more human with shades. And the final scenes where the players are presented like animated figures kind of completes the mess. It looks so out of place. And I was also surprised to see the reaction of Anandi when she's watching a cricket match, because we are told she has been watching cricket since childhood and she knows Chris Kane's because she loves all-rounders. But the one visual we see her is of an Indian player getting bowled, and from what we see on her face, it is pure joy. I mean, in a film with cricket as a central theme, I wonder how you can be so casual about such scenes. And S. Jayakumar, this is his debut film. He has written this film. Even in that final game, they kind of discuss about the strategy minutes away from the start of the game. How often you do that, especially when you say that this cricket and victory is a matter of your prestige. But having said that, I love the setting where the story takes place. Even the choice of names of those clubs, I found it very interesting. Blue Star and Alpha Boys. You know, we always know that the Blue Stars are considered to be, you know, hotter than Red Stars. And this club includes a set of hot-headed youths bristling with frustration of being mistreated all through their lives. And Alpha Boys, obviously, the dominant richer fragment of the society within the same village. So those are some aspects I loved about the film.
Yeah. In fact, I could well connect with the movie, especially the cricket theme, just because the moments, the exciting moments were far removed, far away from those in other films on the same theme. So what was that for you? How did you enjoy the movie, Swati?
Well, Padmakumar, for me, I felt like even though the movie is based on cricket and the sort of caste politics that it talks about, cricket is a theme that was sort of like in the backdrop of the movie, because there is a sort of rush or adrenaline rush that you'd feel while you watch sports movies. But that was completely absent from the movie, I feel, because you don't really root for anybody in this movie. Of course, there are two teams, and these team, both the teams come together and they fight against all the oddities. But I never felt like, okay, this is a team that I have to be with or I should cheer for this team, because I couldn't feel any sportsmanship entirely in this movie. Of course, since it's a parental production, I think most of the focus was on the class or caste politics that the movie talks about. But even that, I feel like there was nothing to, you know, feel closely or feel that we could relate to on a deeper level. Of course, the theme that they're talking about is very important. But at the same time, I feel like they couldn't really get into it. Like the detailings of it, that wasn't much to, you know, capture our attention. And I think that was not enough for us to keep hooked to the movie.
Yeah, I'm not sure. As you said, there is caste politics, but it's actually what we see is a team led by the protagonist, that's Ranjit, is at war with the rival group in the same village, which is placed slightly above the social strata. And what happens when they join hands in a face-off with the professionally trained giants of a cricket team in the town? And there, I think the disgraceful absence of equity just makes a presence in the movie. I don't think it's a dominant factor. There is a presence. That's what I feel. So what do you say, Swati?
That is true, Padmagam, because like I said before, if you look at it, the movie doesn't really go into the details. Like when these two teams come together and they play against the other team, both the teams are at receiving end of the discrimination. That is clear. And of course, Shantanu's character, while he understands that, okay, even though his team and himself are showing discrimination towards Ranjit and his team, oh, there's a whole world out there or people out there who are going to show the same kind of discrimination against them. And that changes his sort of outlook towards everything. And he changes. But do they really get into it and you know, talk about the real politics or the real discrimination that everybody is facing? No. For them, it's like if they win this match or if they go against that team, that is that for them is the winning element. Probably, I think the director might have meant it that way, but like you said, it's just a factor there. It's not like a complete full-fledged, researched thing that went behind everything, all the scenes that are happening. So it's just present in the background, I'd say. Every factor that the movie is talking about is just present in the background.
Yeah. I think rather than exploring the casteism or the class divide, I think it's the social exclusion that's being portrayed. What do you think, Ashwin?
Yeah, I totally agree with Swati when she said that there is a sense of shallowness about the way the film is treated. I mean, often it is said that you can say more with less. But in this film, I think S. Jayakumar has a problem of plenty. But he's unable to focus. I mean, there is too much of cricket, but whether we are getting that excitement out of that game, we are not so sure. But again, are we going deeper into these characters? For example, we have this mother, we have this father who kind of dreams that his son will have a bright future playing this game. And there is this changing shades of bond between Ranjit and Rajesh. But to what extent it takes root, I don't know. I mean, we kind of yearn for a much deeper treatment of each character and the issues that plague their lives, which is sorely missing in this film. And that also affects the performance, because when we talk about performances, it depends heavily on emotional depth of a character and the arc they assume. In this film, there's a lack of totality, a sense of incompleteness about the characters, and of course the theme. I was reading in an interview when S. Jayakumar says that this is very much drawn from his personal experiences at Arakonam. To an extent, it is true, because there is a true rawness about the characters. But even for the leads, except for the fact that their faces are sunbeaten, you don't actually establish a growing bond with the characters so that you can feel for them or pitch for them. And that's what Swati was also saying.
Yeah, I think performance-wise, almost all of them stayed true to their character. Like, I mean, if you pick each one of them, they actually went deeper into the skin of the characters. What do you say?
That's where I beg to differ. See, in this kind of underdog story, you know, progressing towards that ultimate moment of success because of a game or because of some other ability they have, we always have this central character who acts as the guiding force, as the shining light of wisdom. We have this character played by Bhagavathi Perumal Emmanuel. I mean, right from the first scene when he's shown, he guides a young man, a young boy, who has been scolded by his coach, and he passes on some words of wisdom, and suddenly there is magic. And this happens throughout the film. And that unidimensional factor or aspect about this character, it kind of sticks out. Even when he was hacked in his foot and he comes out of hospital to seek revenge, and then he sees the man who has attacked him is having a family, he has his second thoughts about, you know, seeking revenge on him. All these kind of give him a godly sense of halo. I mean, that's where I thought the characters were more or less unidimensional. Even for the lead characters, Anandi suddenly goes missing from the entire narrative. Rajesh, played by Shantanu, suddenly, you know, establishes a friendship with him, but to what extent, we never know. I mean, there are moments I wish there were scenes which dealt more closely, more intimately into the inner workings of these characters, be it the mother, be it the father, be it even the brother. So that's what I felt.
True, but I think when you talk about the character of Anandi, I think that romance part, that was how that character, Anandi's character, has been sculpted, and her innocent affection and love has been portrayed, was, I think, magnificent. What do you say, Swati? What about the characters and their performance?
So, Padmakumar, about the characters, I think the actors, let me talk about the actors first. So, we all know Ashok Selvan, Shantanu Pagiraj, and of course, Kirti Pandey. I think all of them are really good performers. But when it comes to the characters, Anandi was really good. I think she was a breath of fresh air, and she brings a sort of freshness to the movie. She's very bubbly, and she's she's kind of a support source for Ranjit. But when it comes to, and also Shantanu's character, I think after years of struggle, Shantanu has finally got a decent character that could perform well, because his character, I think, was the most complicated, and maybe they could have done something better with the character. But whatever that was given in the movie, Shantanu's character goes through a lot of ups and downs. And I think he was able to pull it off to a certain extent too, because his character has a certain inhibition towards the Team Blue Star. But then he goes through this whole revelation process where he understands that, you know, a lot of people are discriminated, not just in sports, but in a lot of other fields as well. But then the one thing that was not really convincing was that, so after he understands that they're also at the receiving end of the discrimination, his character completely changes. And we are not shown much details of what happens, right? Because he's shown coming to Ranjit's house and talking to them and, you know, acting like a brother. But that kind of the shift between his character before and whatever that's happening later, I felt like there is no connection. They did not show any connection. And when it comes to Ashok Selvan, I think he did a very decent, okayish performance. There was nothing like really great about it. It was not bad also. And he did, like, I think, I can't comment on the cricket aspects of the movie because I'm not really well-versed with cricket. But one thing I did not like, and I was talking to you about this before, was the fact that they're all really, not really fair, but they're like fairly fair. But for this movie, they were all made darker. And I don't know why. What is it with people casting fair actors and, you know, making them dark so that they look like people from the lower strata? They could have just casted some people who have a darker skin tone. They did not do that. And I think we've seen this for so many other movies as well, where the villains, the people from backward community are all made black, or their skin is made darker. I do not understand why they do that. For Anandi, I did not feel like they did much changes. But for Ashok Selvan and Shantanu, I did not like the whole dynamics because it was just very off-putting. And because we've seen them in other movies, it just did not feel very real or genuine. It did not feel like, okay, they've gotten darker because of all the sports. It was just very, you know, unpleasant to look at.
Swati was making a very relevant observation regarding the skin tone of these characters. But as I said earlier, I was reading an interview in which Jaykumar was specifically asked this question, why this dark tone, why the stereotyping? And one probable explanation he gave was that this film is set in Arakonam, which is one of the hottest places in Tamil Nadu. And he also comes from the very same place. So this film is heavily drawn on his personal experiences. In fact, he was saying that this character played by Ashok Selvan is based on his elder brother, his own elder brother. So what he says is that when people spend so much time playing in under the sun on those grounds, naturally they assume this tan. That's the explanation he gave. He was saying that he wasn't, you know, going for the stereotyping, but it just happened. I don't know. But again, Ashok Selvan, maybe because we are used to seeing him in all those, you know, urban roles, I think he did a good performance, but it didn't register for me.
But I think Ashok Selvan, maybe because we haven't seen him in that avatar, but I think he did well in this film.
It kind of felt like Ashok Selvan, we could actually see Ashok Selvan and not Ranjit.
Very true,
it was
very
like
true.
Selvan playing a character, you could actually feel that.
That was very true.
I think the stream of raw and beautiful romance that runs side by side along the main plot was a bit of a breather, I think, in this film. What do you say?
Yeah, the romance was well told, especially the way it was told. You know, we have this beautiful cross cuts of these two characters talking to each other, getting to know each other in railway stations on overbridge. All that looked very nice. But again, you are left wondering with too many questions. I mean, the director has quoted a famous Hong Kong screenwriter and director, Wong Kar Wai, to say that the job of a screenwriter is to ask questions and not leave answers. You know, it is up to the audience to find answers. But I beg to differ. When you choose to tell a story with so many characters, it is only natural that their appearances and disappearances are properly answered. But having said that, there were some scenes which stood out, like Ranjit taking her to a playground when she tells him that she wants to hold a bat and play. It was a beautiful scene. And there was another scene, two brothers, both head over heels in love in their own romances. They are shown lost in a world of their own, one stroking his cheek where his girl planted a kiss in haste, and another brother treasuring a currency note and doting over her with a corny poem. It was a nice, cute scene in that film.
Patma Kumar, yes, I like to add to what Ashwin said. The chemistry between Ashok Selvan and Kirti Pandian, that was really palpable. I think the fact that they were in their courtship period while the movie's shooting was going on, and they got married soon after. I think that also, the fact that you know that and then you were watching it, I think it's a fresh, or like it's actually seeing them being in love and things like that, was really nice to see. But the thing is that, like I said, Anandi was really bringing a sort of bubbliness to the whole narrative, but she was like written off. It was like her character was just killed off. Like, if for a person to be, she's shown as different, she's somebody with a different character. She's not like the regular girl. She likes to play sports and she observes sports, and she even tells Ashok Selvan's character that she doesn't have much interest in jewelry and stuff like that, and she wants to go to the playground and hold a bat and do batting. But then again, after some time, there is no news of her. Where is she? She's also telling Ashok Selvan's character that she is not going to get married, that she'll try to resist it. But then the next scene is of her, you know, just being there and not even responding. And I think that was a little bit odd. I think the filmmakers could have done something, you know, to complete the circle. So that kind of was a little bit disappointing.
And as regards the backdrop, I think the locale, like the whole bustle of the rustic area and the passing of trains, which add life to the whole ambience. The trains were making, I mean, their presence at intervals like a leitmotif in a beautiful song. So all those things made the ambience very rich. Do you have anything to say about this, Ashwin?
Yeah, I love the way they made use of these trains. Train is more than a backdrop in this film. I don't know whether it was deliberate or not, but we see whenever Ranjit is stuck or burdened with some emotions, you see him talking to Ananthi on an overbridge, sitting or standing, and there is complete lack of motion, you know, just like the character is stuck. And when he talks about his dream, his romance, or something that drives him ahead, we see them talking in a moving train. It is as though the characters draw some momentum from the train. The film does that in a beautiful way.
So what do you say about the music by Govind Vasundha and the camera by A. Tamil Ragam?
Yeah, talking about the cinematography, I thought it was mostly handheld. It gives that unpolished, no-frill kind of texture, which is so crucial to this entire film, given the settings in which the narrative is told. Even the romantic scenes are shot and edited in crosscuts, which in a way signify the uncertainty and the unpredictability about the romance they have. the high angle shots of the parched ground, the sun-dried grass with train chugging along in the background from a distance, it kind of captured the mood of the film. Then as for music, it was by Govind Vasanta, right from the opening song sequence, you know, that it has a kind of a roguish, high energy number. Then we move on to have this more slow-paced, melodious, romantic songs. I think music was really good in this film. I think Swati can tell us more about it.
Nothing like really important to say, but I really like the song Rail in Oligal. I think that really gave the whole movie a different vibe and a very peaceful vibe, otherwise intense, or at least a little bit intense movie.
So what I feel is the movie Blue Star is a less intense film, but it engages you throughout. So that brings us to the end of this episode. Thanks for listening to Start Action Cut, produced and hosted by me, Patmakumar, with technical production by Idea Brew Studios. Follow www.onmanorama.com for more podcasts on movies. And be sure to come back for the next episode of Start Action Cut that will be out on Monday. Thank you.